connected impact point. Having a lift going, we can't get the light all to work. There seems to be some kind of mechanical problem. Let's send back another light. You can tell them about take some readings for the Geiger counter and chase you on the air a little bit, wait for the light off to back in.
Shut your quarter off till we find something.
Picking up? close to White Pond.
Picking up something. Picking up.
Okay, it's still not going about 3 to 4 units.
Picking up more though. More frequent.
Yes, you're staying steady up around 2 to 3 to 4 units now. Yeah.
One of these trees that face into the blast, what we assume is a landing site, all up in a bridge and facing in the same direction towards the center. The same
thing. Right. Let's go right around the circle here. Turn it back down here.
Pick it up on your collection.
Let me see that. Well, that's kind of funny. That's you're right about the abrasion. I've never seen a pine tree that's been damaged react that fast.
I've got a bottle to put that in.
Yeah,
okay.
You got a sample bottle?
Yeah, here,
from now on, let's identify that as point number one. Let's stay there. So y'all know where it is, we have to sketch it. You got that set, Nevels?
Yes, sir.
Okay, closest to the Wood Bridge base.
Point one.
Let's go clockwise from there.
Point two.
So this tree is between point two and point
three. And two other personnel requesting you find a location at your location.
Tell them negative at this time. We'll tell them when they can come out here. We don't want them out here right now.
Okay, the sample, you're going to mark this sample number one.
Yes.
Have them cut it off and include some of that sap and all. Is between indentation 2 and 3 on a pine tree about 5 feet away, about 3.5 feet off the ground.
That's small, but no.
There's a round abrasion on the tree about 3.5 inches in diameter. It looks like it might be old, but strange as a crystalline pine sap has come out that fast. See, there's other trees here that are damaged in similar fashion.
Yes, so often they come in
before they center the landing.
So okay, why don't you take a picture of that and remember your picture, and you got to be writing this down. It's going to be on the tape.
I've got a tape measure with you.
This is the picture. Your first picture will be at the first tree, the one between mark 2 and 3. Meantime, I'm going to look at a couple of these trees over here.
You're getting rings
on the tree you're taking samples from on the side facing the suspected landing site.
4 clicks max.
Up to 4. Interesting. That's right. We're taking a sample now.
4.
That's the strongest point on the tree?
Yes, sir. If you come to the back, there's no clicks whatsoever.
No clicks at all in the back. It's all on the
side
facing the... Interesting. The annotations look like something twisted as it got, you know, as it sat down on them. Looks like someone took something and sat it down and twisted it from side to side.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange.
Well, from the same tree we took the sample off with this, what do you call it, star scope?
Star scope. Yeah, the definite heat reflection off the tree, about 3 to 4 feet off the ground.
Yes, where the spot is. It's
same place where the spot is, we're getting that heat.
Spot on the tree directly behind us, I picked up the same thing, one off to your right.
Three trees in the area, immediately adjacent to the site, within 10 feet of the suspected landing site, we're picking up heat reflection off the trees.
Like 5 and up.
What's that again?
Shine a light on again, Bob.
Wait, okay, we're here.
Yeah, get to see it on the spot, and then when you want them,
okay, turn the light on. Light,
you'll notice the white.
Hey. You're right, there's a little white streak on the tree.
In the case,
let me turn off this tree over here now. Just a second. White streak right on the tree. I can see it. Maybe give me a little side lighting so I can climb the tree. Okay, off.
Alpha 2 security.
Kind of lost the tree. Okay, stop. Light on. Hey, this is eerie.
What is the hot spot?
This is strange. Eerie, someone want to look at the spots in the ground? Whoops, watch it off. We're walking all the way back here,
sir.
Okay, let's step back and I'll walk all over. Come back here, somebody put a beam on them. But you have to be back 10 or 15 feet. See it? Okay, lights off.
He took this long to stop.
What do you think about the spot?
go to the back corner and get spot number one. Spot number one. Here's spot number one right here. Spot number one right here. You need some light? There it is right there. Focus. Okay. Look around spot number one through the starlight scope.
Slight increase in light
at spot number one. Let's go look at spot number two. Spot number two is right over here. Right here. See it? Okay, get focused on it. Tell me when. Okay. Lights on. Let's see what we get on it. Just a slight increase?
Try to center.
The center spot. It really isn't center. It's slightly off center. It's right there. Okay. I'm going to get your reading on it right there.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready.
Wait.
Okay, lights on. This is the center spot we're looking at now. We're almost the center. Slight increase there. This is slightly off center toward the 1-2 side. It's some type of abrasion or something in the ground where the pine needles are all pushed back while we get a high reading about the deflection of 2 to 3, maybe 4, depending on the point on it.
Yes.
So there's a positive after effect?
Yes, there is definitely.
That's on the center spot. There is an after effect.
What does that mean?
The lights are turned off once we are focused in and allow time for the eyes to adjust. We are getting an indication of a heat source coming out of that center spot, as which will show up on either some form of energy. It's hardly heat at this stage of the game.
It is
looking directly overhead. One can see an opening in the trees plus some freshly broken pine branches on the ground underneath. Looks like someone came off about 15 to 20 feet up. Some small branches about an inch or less in diameter. Yeah. We're 148. We're hearing very strange sounds out of the farmers burning our animals. Very, very active, making an awful lot of noise.
Having a pigmentation.
You just saw a light there. Wait a minute. Where?
Right at this position here, straight ahead in between the trees. There it is again.
Watch.
Straight ahead off my flashlight there. So there it is.
Hey, I see it too. What is it?
We don't know, sir.
So you have a giant somewhere.
Yeah, it's a strange, small red light. Looks to be out maybe a quarter to half mile, maybe further out. I'm going to switch off. The light is gone now. It was approximately 120 degrees from the site. Is it back again?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's the flashlight's in. Let's move back to the edge of the clearing so we can get a better look at it. See if you can get the star scope on it. The light's still there, and all the barnyard animals have gotten quiet now. Yeah, we're heading about 110 to 120 degrees from the site out through to the clearing now. Still getting a reading on the meter. About 2 clicks. Maybe 3 to 4 clicks. Getting stronger.
Now it's coming up. Hold on, there we go. About approximately 4 foot off the ground.
Comes
ahead
of 110
degrees.
All right, just turn the meter off. Got to say that again. About 4 feet off the ground, about 110 degrees, getting a reading of about 4 clicks.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not.
I think it's something other than the ground. I think it's something that's something valuable.
Tree right over.
We have spoken the first night bird we've seen. We're about 150 or 200 yards from the site. Everything else is just deathly calm. There is no doubt about it. There's some type of strange flashing red light in here.
It's yellow.
I saw a yellow tinge in it too. Weird. It appears that he may be moving a little bit this way. Yes, it's better than it has been.
Yellow.
It's coming this way.
Also,
it is definitely coming this way.
Pieces
of it are shooting off.
There
is no doubt about it. This is weird.
To the left.
Yeah, definitely.
Two lights.
One light to the front,
okay. One light to the left.
Keep flashlights off. There's something very, very strange. Get the headset on. See if it gets any stronger. Okay. Give us your window.
I'm notation that this is on a beta reading, too.
It's on a beta reading?
But
okay.
It still has been removed.
Okay. This is falling off it again.
But it just moved to the right.
Yeah.
Off to the right.
Strange. Well, you're right on the left. Let's approach to the edge of the woods up there. Do you want to do a lot of lights? Let's do it carefully. Come on. Okay, we're looking at the thing. We're probably about 200 to 300 yards away. It looks like an eye winking at you. It's still moving from side to side. And when you put the star scope on it, it sort of has a hollow center, a dark center. It's, pupil of an eye looking at you, winking. And the flash is so bright to the starscope that it almost burns your eye. Basket farmer's house, they crossed in the next field. Now we have multiple sightings of up to five lights with a similar shape and all, but they seem to be steady now rather than a pulsating or glow with a red flash. Just crossed the creek, and we're getting what kind of readings. They're getting to three good clicks on the meter, and we're seeing strange lights in the sky. At 2:44, we're at the far side of the second farmer's field. And rate sighting again about 110 degrees. This looks like it's clear after the coast. It's right on the horizon. Moves about a bit and flashes from time to time. Still steady or red in color. Also, after negative readings in the center of the field, we're picking up the slight readings, 4 or 5 clicks now on the meter. 3:05, we see strange strobe-like flashes to the rather sporadic, but there's definitely something, some kind of phenomenon. 3:05, at about 10 degrees horizon directly north, we've got two strange objects, half moon shape, side with colored lights on them. That gets to be about 5 to 10 miles out, maybe less. The half moons are now turning into full circles. There was an eclipse or something there for a minute or two. 3:15, now we've got an object about 10 degrees directly south, 10 degrees off the horizon. And the ones in the north are moving, one's moving away from us. Moving out fast. This one on the right heading away too. Yeah, we're both heading north. Okay. So here he comes from the south. He's coming toward us now. Now we're observing what appears to be a beam coming down to the ground. This is unreal. 3:30, 3:30, and the objects are still in the sky, although the one to the south looks like it's losing a little bit of altitude. We're turning around, heading back toward the base. The object to the south is still beaming down lights to the ground. 400 hours, one object still hovering over Woodbridge Base at about 5 to 10 degrees off the horizon, still moving erratic and similar lights and beaming down this area.